episode of the Desperate Hours has been pre-recorded. The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-worse from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you have a selection you'd like to hear on a future Desperate Hours broadcast, the Desperate Hours, along with all of WMFO's programming, is being pre-recorded due to the coronavirus pandemic. Anyway, it's going to be an interesting show tonight. We're going to be doing a little twists and turns and whatnot. Maybe two new IDs. Haven't gotten around to putting the show together yet. Anyway, so it's your guess is as good as mine. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
The other day to see my Uncle Bill and sort of pass the time away. I asked him how it'd been since last I'd passed his way. He rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. My wife's been sick, and the young'uns too, and I am darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry, and the hens won't lay, but we're still living, so everything's okay. Hogs took the cholera, they've gone and died. The bees got mad and they left with the hive. The weevils got the corn, the rain rotted the hay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The porch rotted down, that's more expense. The darned old mule, he tore down the fence. The mortgage is due and I can't pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The cow broke in the field and ate up the beans. And the darn rabbits, they got the turnip greens. And my ma-in-law just moved in to stay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yellow. You gotta sit on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The well's gone dry. I have to tote the water up from the spring, about a mile and a quarter. My helper, he quit for lack of pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The house, it leaks. It needs a new top. When it rains, it wets everything we got. chimney fell down just the other day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. Cornmeal's gone and the meat's run out. Got nothing to kill to put in the smokehouse. The preacher's coming Sunday to spend the day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The canned stuff's spoiled, or else the jars got broke. All we got left is one old billy goat. We're gonna have a new baby about the 1st of May. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My crop, it rotted in the ground. I asked for another loan, but the banker turned me down. But we're still living, and we're praying for better days. So after all, everything's in pretty good shape.
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lot of Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Mary, don't change.
Mary, don't you change. Do me a favor, will you? Do you mind washing off that perfume before you come back to our table?
Yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up tonight is going to be Bill Justice with A Swingin' Safari. The original of this, done by Billy May, was the theme song to the Match Game game show on TV from 1962 to 1967. I got off the Bill Justice plays 12 big instrumental hits. Came out on Smash in 1962. You just heard Warren Barker and his orchestra do Swingin' on Sunset Strip. That was from music from the 77 Sunset Strip TV show. Came out in 1959 on Warner Brothers. Before that, we took a little tour of the 80s from my personal soundtrack of the 80s. The Smithereens and Behind the Wall of Sleep came out on Especially for You on the Enigma label in 1986. The Del Fuegos, local favorites, did Why Mary Don't Change. Came out on the self-titled LP, came out on Slash in 1984, and we kicked it off with Buddy Ebsen and Everything's Okay. But I get that off the CD, Buddy Ebsen Says Howdy, and Song and Story. Came out on Collector's Choice in 2003. The original was on Reprise in 1965. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Jimmy Diesel from Mojave up to the summit of Cajon. I headed down the hills of San Bernardino, pushed by 20 tons of building stone. The warning buzzer sounds, we're low on air. I checked the pressure gauges, no pressure there. I looked at the deep and rocky canyons down below and said, man, what a way to go. I saw a red light in my side view mirror. I knew there was a highwayman behind. I tried to shift her down one, but I missed it. And she really started to unwind. for that patrolman passed me like I was standing still. Siren started screaming as he headed down the hill. That highwayman has got a crazy notion, I could see. He was gonna try to clear the road for me. I read a sign, trucks 30 miles per hour. I watched the hand go round and hit the pay. That patrol car was burning up the highway, and I was on him like a license tag. Well, I started once to ditch, but then I lost my nerve. I sideswiped a bobtail when I straightened up a curve. I opened up my eyes and I was back on level ground, but it took me 5 more miles to shut her down. That highwayman walked up and put his hand down, and I reached out and shook it like a man. He shook me loose and said, let's see your license, and don't get wise with me, I'll run you in. Now where's your registration? Who owns that machine? He wrote me up a ticket longer than a witch's dream. There's lots of things in this world that I don't understand, and one of them's a doggone highwayman. And one of them's a doggone highwayman.
Hi folks, I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ain't no need to fight it. We just live and die it. Yesterday is all behind us now. 'Cause you can't stop the wind from blowing. You can't stop the grass from growing. You can't stop the time from going. Live it like it is. Like it is. If someone wants to give you love, share what they can give. Take her hand, for now's the time to live. Live today, forget tomorrow. One.
My methods unsound.
There was a little town a long time ago, and a big black cloud come floating over, and the people was afraid, and the people came to now on saying, what we gonna do? The people came to now on saying, what we gonna do? He said, and we'll build a boat, and we'll float till the rain is through. Noah built that boat while that ram was coming down. Noah built that boat while that ram was coming down. He said, now we're gonna float, and ain't none of us gonna drown. None of us gonna drown. Hey, none of us gonna drown. And ain't none of us gonna drown. And ain't none of us gonna drown. You said we build a boat. And ain't none of us gonna drown.
I don't see any method at all.
Of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. A parade, a handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade.
I'd walk every step of a mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. There isn't a person I know who wouldn't be willing to go to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot. But one thing's certain, whether I am or not,
I love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come.
That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. Rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill
of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade.
You're listening to the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Hey, sister poet, do
These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard the Bay City Rollers and a new feature that I'm going to, not every week, but from time to time, we'll play a Todd Farm score. Todd Farm is closed for the time being because Governor Baker had rolled back the restrictions of the limit on how many people can gather in any one place. Anyway, Bay City Rollers, Rock and Roll Love Letter, came out on Arista in 1976. And just for Todd Farm score, it isn't necessarily a score. It's usually like a 50-cent record. And, you know, this one has a couple of skips, or may well have more than a couple of skips. Anyway, for that, you heard Captain Kangaroo from 1958 on Golden Records, and I Love a Parade. Before that, Granger Hunt did Noah, originally released on the Cam label in 1964, but I ain't gonna lie, that was a compilation. Eeny Meeny came out on Stag O'Lee in 2015. For that, another cut off the Come On Sign LP, Joey Neubauer, and Live It Like It Is came out on SRS International in 1975. And then we kicked off the set with Johnny Bond and Highwayman off a compilation. That's Truck Driving, came out on Starday in 1965. Anyway, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and the internets, make me an ID. All you got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours and all their possible combinations. And your name, stage name acceptable, claim to fame or lack thereof in general geographic area or planet and all their possible combinations. Make a wave or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at verizon.net. Or better still, go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it and join the group. Come on, throw me a bone. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then my mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a satin dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted up my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into my satin dancing dress, it was slit on the sides, clean up to my hips. It was red, velvet trimmed, and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek. And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked out a beautiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paws run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna stop to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket and said to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was tough and saying, Mama, what should I do? Just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you.
Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me go.
Shack, cause the welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I may have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name.
Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down.
It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off of the street. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite. I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. Then I got me a Georgia mansion and an elegant New York townhouse flat. I ain't done bad.
Oh, what? Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Oh dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? She thinks of him and so she dresses in black. And though he'll never come back, she's dressed in black.
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
We'll be right back. Let me get right to the point. I'm smarter than you, and I'm going to find out what I want to know, and I'm going to get it from you whether you like it or not.
Mama told me.
High, the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard Escorita, and believe me when I say rock and roll is here to stay, off a self-titled LP, came out on Capitol in 1959, but I ain't gonna lie, I got the reissue, came out on Capitol in 2006, so really, they put out some really superb reissues, all in the original print and fonts and everything. Before that, you heard the Velvet Underground and Head Held High, came out on Loaded. It was on the Loaded LP, came out on Cotillion in 1970. The Buddies before that, featuring young Davy Allen and Skateboard USA, and off the Go-Go with the Buddies LP, came out on Mercury Wing in 1965. The Beatles from the Beatles 65 LP and Babies in Black, Capitol in 1964. And we kicked it off with Lynn Anderson channeling Bobby Gentry and Fancy off the Stay There Till I Get There LP, came out on Columbia in 1970. Anyway, this next set is going to take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point in the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. pretty cat at I suppose.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Yeah.
These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Fast Point of No Return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Association channeling Tim Hardin off the Inside Out album. Came out of Warner Brothers in 1967. And Reputation, well, that the Capitals did, the Cool Jerk. 7-inch release on Karen in 1965. Before that, the Renegades and their version of 13 Women. Get that off the compilation Songs We Taught the Fuzz Tones. Came out way back in 1990.